I'm about to tell you a story which is going to make you think you never want to stand too close to me, because I have had a year where it seems like just crazy things happened to me. Roughly 3 months ago, I had a near-death experience from a combination of medicines where I ended up in the hospital and ended up, well, just fine after time, but it was not fun at all. I ended up with a rare thing called rhabdomyolysis, and just generally referred to as rhabdo for short. And I ended up, after a few miserable days, I ended up fine. And now I'm going to tell you a story that is beyond bizarre. And I was hit by a car earlier today as a pedestrian. And I'm a little sore. My shoulder hurts and my neck hurts, but I did not seek medical treatment. I know everybody on my staff has told me I'm an idiot. My wife's told me I'm an idiot. But anyway, what happened was I was at a fast food restaurant. And so if you ever wondered, is fast food hazardous to your health? I'm proving that to be true. And I'm walking across the parking lot, and I noticed something out of the corner of my eye, and a woman screams, and I look over, there's a car backing up at a high rate of speed towards me in the parking lot. And in a split second, I remembered something that I had read perhaps a decade ago about a tragic story about a pit crew worker at a NASCAR event who was killed by a race car and did not follow his training, which is, if a car is coming towards you, and who would know this, you jump up in the air and lessen the severity of an impact. So in a split second, I remembered that story, jumped up, ended up with my right hand on the lid of the trunk of the vehicle. It spun me around, and somehow I landed on my feet off to the side of where the car was. The car continued for like another 20 feet, but a number of people came to check on me. Not cut, not bruised, just sore. And online, it says that's what you're supposed to do as a pedestrian if a car is coming towards you, usually be coming forward, not in reverse. And that, yes, you spin around from the momentum of the vehicle, which is just what happened to me. And I am amazingly okay. And I think, you know, you have things flash through your mind. And you think about, if I hadn't read that story like a decade ago, and hadn't just spontaneously jumped up, I mean, who knows how badly I would have been hurt. The woman driving the car was horrified. She was actually an employee of the restaurant taking supplies to another location. And instead of going around their parking lot to save time, was because it's a one-way drive, was backing up at a high rate of speed to go out onto the road. And I just happened to be in her path. But I'm okay, and I I'm sore now. I'll be more sore when I wake up tomorrow, but no big deal, and only not a big deal because of that. But what's funny is that if you Google that, you see one write up after another talking about how you're supposed to jump up. And as someone said in our staff meeting, what happens if you jump too soon? That would be really bad, because you'd be on the way down coming into the path of the vehicle. But it was all in what could have been an unfortunate thing, very fortunate that I was spinning around. So I obviously have a certain amount of calamity to me that these two things have happened to me in 3 months. And at the same time, I end up okay. So I don't know what that means. Maybe next I'll be struck by lightning and somehow I'll convert it into power for my home and reduce my power bill. Check out our full podcast at clark.com/ondemand.